Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever you are. This is Cal Banyan with Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with L. Ron Ferguson. And if you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video, right down there, is links and text and graphics that go along with this that make it just a lot more important. Let's see. What am I doing today? Oh, yes. I want to introduce you to L. Ron. L. Ron is a true one percenter, a hypno one percenter. Hypno one percenters are the best of the best in the profession. Uses the most powerful techniques, which are all embedded in the open five-path system. L. Ron, if I had someone in the area and that needed help, I would definitely refer them to L. Ron at our center. How you doing, L. Ron?
I'm doing good, Cal. And, I mean, of course, I have to introduce you since you gave me such a warm welcome. For those of you who don't know who Calvin Banyan is, aside from being internationally recognized as a superstar hypnotherapist trainer, in my opinion, just from my personal experience, Cal Banyan is one of the best hypnotic practitioners in the world when it comes to being a clinician himself. And not only has he synthesized Five Path, which is, I believe it's the first and only systematic approach to hypnotherapy out there today, truly systematic approach. But he's just a fantastic practitioner. And if I have a model for success, it's Calvin Banyan. Thanks a lot, Cal.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I'm happy to have you here at our center. And by the way, you folks out there thinking about taking my classes, L. Ron always teaches some part of the course. What parts do you like teaching best, L. Ron?
Well, right now I teach instant inductions, teach parts mediation therapy. I'd like to segue into teaching more, but unfortunately I've just been busy, seeing clients. So inconvenient.
Oh, well, I'm sure they're glad that you're there putting them first. Hey, let me continue with some stuff here. I got my checklist here, and let's see. Oh, hey, for all you guys, I want you to always kind of keep an eye on the left-hand side of the website, because over there I've got my course schedule, and then over on the right-hand side over there, you know what I've got? I've always got some specials. Might be weekly specials or specials just going on for a few days, whatever. Check there. Some good money-saving stuff. And my courses, if you don't know yet, are the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Hypnotherapy Certification Super Course. It is a super course because it includes 5-path and 7-path and some other bonus material that I won't even tempt you with here. And then also we have the Week of Power, which is the confidence and skill building class for hypnotherapists who take your practice to the next level by teaching you 5-path and 7-path self-hypnosis. We also have an entire certification course on DVD if you can't make it out to our center. And another option if you can't make it out to our center is to do it online. That's been working out wonderfully. It's live. It's interactive. You talk to me. You can talk to the students in the class. It's real time. Hands-on, you practice. L. Ron often supervises the practice that our off-site and on-site students are doing, so I recommend you check out the course. All right, what you got for me today there, L. Ron?
Well, I have my list of topics, and of course, I have them all printed out here, especially nice and big from Cal, so I don't have to wear my big boy glasses at my own topics. Today, I'd like to start off with what I think is one of the most important things to really separate the successful hypnotherapist from those who begin to give up or have lower results. And what I'm going to be talking about are things that I really believe help with the hypnotherapist mindset. Because mindset is very important. After all, it's your attitude that counts. Because without the right attitude and the right mindset, your aptitude is pretty much meaningless when you come into this business. And when I'm talking about different things, sometimes Cal and I are going to, if you want to bail me out, if you think there's 2 cents that you want to add to anything I'm talking about, please don't hesitate to interject your opinion, okay, Cal? All right. For starters, when all the hypnotherapists are starting out, and in fact, for whatever level you are in your development, in your profession, how long you've been in practice, I wanted to stress the importance of the point of how expectations, your own internal expectations, will affect the results of your client. I'll share a quick story about that. Just to illustrate my point, there has been a study of, let's say there's these kids in a class, and the teacher is told that these kids are in the top percent, the top 10% of their class. And she starts teaching them for about 3 to 6 months, and the kids perform extremely well in all subject matter. Well, it was actually a blind study, and afterward, the teacher was led on to what it was about, that the kids were actually in the bottom 10% of class. They were inner city kids that were just the troublemakers and everything else like that. And what does that tell you? This study was repeated over and over again just about how the expectations, the success level of the student or the client in this case, is really going to be covered and colored by the expectations that you have internally for your client's success. A lot of times Cal talks about this steamroller of confidence that we're always building up. And for whatever level you are in your practice, you know that other people have been successful using the process that you've been taught, and so you can really be successful too. And so the inner picture that you really hold in your mind of your client's success is really going to make all the difference. It's kind of like baseball, okay? They only hit baseball about a third of the time, or about 30%. That's a really good average. But what they're doing is they're going out there focusing on what they want to happen and not what could happen. And, you know, it's like we always talk about, hypnosis is a confidence game. If you ain't got no confidence, you ain't got no game. And, you know, what you believe to be true is true. And so really holding this picture of your client's success is going to make all the difference in the world when they come in for sessions. And people from all walks of life come see us and they have real serious problems. But knowing that others in the past have been successful and can be successful, you know that they will be successful. And so just keeping that in mind, I think, is important. Anything you want to add to that, Cal?
You know, really, it's about you need to be aware of things that need to be improved. But take note of what needs to be improved, improve the things that need to be improved, but then focus on success. And here's a tip, an insider tip, trick, and technique for getting you into that my clients succeed attitude. And what you do is have your clients write you testimonials. You should be doing that anyway. When our clients are in the third or fourth session and they're going, wow, this is really working great, then we do is we have them spend about 3 to 5 minutes before the session to fill out a testimonial form telling us how great it went. And then you know what you can do? You can build a binder of these testimonials and leave them out there for future clients to read. But what are we talking about? We're talking about your confidence. So it wouldn't hurt if you ever find your confidence getting a little bit low to go through and read your own testimonial letters. And if you don't have any yet, you can also read about the successes of what other people are doing. For example, Five Pathers, we have a group on Yahoo where we've had over 20,000 messages posted, and people can talk about their successes. And so you can go through and read those. So, you know, sports figures do this. Everyone who, business people do this. Focus on the positive. Have that positive mental expectation. I think that sometimes I'll succeed with people, with clients that other people will fail just because I just have this mental expectation that they're going to succeed. How's that?
That sounds great. I mean, it's the old adage of what's expected tends to be realized, right? And really, you know, when you read about other success, it's like I said previously, if other people have done it, you know it can be done and you can do it too. And it creates this communication, you know, between minds when you know that other people have been successful. And also, of course, sharing those success stories with your clients. Because, you know, that also is definitely something you want to include in your intake process, to tell them stories, tell them success stories of how other people have been successful. And if you, it's just like Cal was talking about, if you check to see that you're improving correctly, which is another thing we're probably going to be talking about today, then just knowing that it's possible. I mean, hypnosis is real, like Cal said to me the other day. It's been scientifically studied. It's real. There's nothing magic about hypnosis. It's been successful with millions of people worldwide. And we know that as hypnotherapists and doing the work that we do, but I think sometimes it's easy to forget because the culture hypnosis of, oh yeah, a hypnotist, especially if you're talking to people on a regular basis, the first thing they ask you is, well, does it work? Does it work? Does it work? Does it work? And if you're not careful with that, it tends to sometimes become like a little weed in the mind. And so really coming back to that core principle of, yeah, hypnosis is real. Even though it's not necessarily taught in college yet, it is real. And even though it's only taught by vocational schools and it's an unlicensed profession, that doesn't make it any less real. And there has been miracles that have been created with hypnosis and hypnotherapy for people all over the world.
Hey, let me just add something. You know, you mentioned in there that it's an unlicensed profession. That does not diminish the profession at all.
No.
If you just telling everybody out there, I know you understand that, Elron, but I want everyone else to know that there's only one reason in the world to license anything, like driving a car, operating an aircraft, heavy machinery, medicine, and all these things that require licensure. And that is, it's dangerous. But hypnosis just doesn't rise to that level of, you know, being dangerous to where it needs to be licensed. And that's why it can be self-regulated by the profession. And, you know, I'll admit that the profession has to continue to grow in its ability to self-regulate and stuff. But licensure just isn't required because, you know, in all my years of both conducting hypnosis sessions, supervising people at our center who are conducting hypnosis sessions, training people who've conducted hypnosis sessions, monitoring groups with thousands of members, and nobody's ever been hurt by hypnosis. And so the hypnotherapy just doesn't need to be a licensed profession, and we just need to take good care of it and continue to operate in an ethical and effective way. Okay, I just had to get that in there.
It's absolutely true. I mean, don't ever let anybody tell you that it's not a real business or not a real job, because it absolutely is. And really to regulate your marketing toward that. I mean, what you do is a real thing. And if you choose to do this full-time instead of part-time, it's even more of a real thing. And you are going to be able to help people that nobody else can help. Nobody else can help. It's like sometimes I've heard Cal say in class, he goes, you know, the easy cases go to the doctors or some psychologists, and they get the easy stuff. And more often than not, especially as five-pathers, we get the hard stuff.
This is what I really say. I say, you know what? All those people out there, they got problems. And they normally go to the counselor, they go to the psychologist, they go to the doctor. And you know what? A lot of people get results with that, obviously, or we wouldn't have doctors and psychologists and psychiatrists and counselors and and ministers and all this kind of stuff. But there's people that don't get results from any of that. And those people I happily call the creme de la crap. And these are the people that have the crappiest, worst issues that are the most difficult to work with. And then they come and they see us. And the fact that we get any results at all, considering the population that we mainly work with, is absolutely astounding. But it's even better than that because, you know, once you learn to properly do this stuff like a five-path hypnotherapist does, then you're going to find that you're going to get results time after time after time. And people will be saying, you know, I've had this problem for decades, or I've had so many months or years or decades worth of psychology, counseling, whatever, and I've gotten more out of a few sessions with you than I did with any of them. And you know, you just need to kind of write that down and remind yourself that, you know, if you really learn this stuff, you're going to be able to change lives and save lives when no one else could have. Good. Hey, Elron, also on this staying confident, tell me a little bit about how you can use self-hypnosis also.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you get trained with us, there's a technique called Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis, where one of the things we say about it is that it'll do everything that Five Path does or hypnotherapy does, but in the privacy of your own mind, because it's provocative, it's insight-based, and of course, as we all know, when you have, well, not all of us know this, but when you have an insight, you have an epiphany, and the subconscious mind goes into a state of hypersuggestibility, where the changes really become permanent, new beliefs crystallize. And this type of self-hypnosis that we teach, 7-Path, works on that. It works on all aspects of a person's psychology, mind, body, and spirit. And for the hypnotherapist, it's absolutely essential because it gives you a daily maintenance to clear yourself out and stay balanced, to stay cool, to stay non-reactive, and to ultimately have the type of internal state that you need to have to give your clients what they deserve, what they need, so that you can be balanced enough and stable enough to pick up on what they need and give it to them and take them to the next level. And that's not going to happen. I mean, it still can happen, but it just increases the likelihood if you do your daily practice of self-hypnosis techniques, as well as the other benefits, making changes in your own life. I mean, not just for your clients, but for yourself. And 7th Path self-hypnosis really, really does that, as well as just becoming a great thing that you can share with your clients, talk about, and not just give them a fish when they come in for sessions, but teach them how to fish as well. And when you already know how to fish yourself, your clients pick up on that as well. Want to add anything to that, Cal?
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking that, you know, and if you're out there in, you know, internet land and you don't have access to, to 7-Path, you know, get your hands on some kind of self-hypnosis program and start working on yourself. You know, if you're doing all the things we ask you to do, you know, really learning your materials, really applying them, note your successes, write down your successes, get testimonials from your clients, read them. And if for some reason you still aren't confident, you see, you owe it to your clients to be confident, because when you are confident, what you do with them is going to work better. And so if you do all that stuff and you're still not confident, then you need to use some self-hypnosis on yourself or go see a hypnotherapist. I mean, that's not totally out of the question. I'm surprised at the number of hypnosis professionals walking around out there that just don't have much confidence in themselves. And, you know, if you're not confident because of your training, then go get some different training. But if you get good training and the people in your class are graduating and they're going out there and they're helping people and getting results, then you have to look inside of yourself and you need to think, okay, what do I need to do? You need to use self-hypnosis. You can go see a hypnotherapist. And then there's all the regular stuff, like, are you surrounding yourself with positive stuff? Are you listening to positive books? Are you reading positive books? Are you subscribing to positive periodicals? There's an old computer adage, and that's that garbage in, garbage out. And I say gold in, gold out. And so you want to keep bringing all this positive, truthful information into yourself, and then you will produce gold for your clients and for you. All right, you know, we've got about a minute or two left, L. Ron.
I think we should wrap it up, Cal.
Awesomonious.
Awesomonious. Want me to wrap it?
Okay, Mr. Radiologist.
All right, I am a radiologist. Inside joke. Thank you for watching Hypnosis, Etc. Stay tuned for our next episode where we're going to be talking about other tips, tricks, and techniques where you could have a breakthrough in your practice, in your personal development, ultimately taking your clients to the next level and elevating this profession in general. If you want to know any more about how to do this process, if you want to learn more about 5-Path systematic approach to hypnotherapy, if you want to learn about 7-Path self-hypnosis, antivirus software for the mind, look at hypnosis.org. There's also a training schedule there of upcoming classes. You can also look at hypnosiscenter.com, where we also have a training schedule for off-site students as well as on-site students, as well as products and scripts, manuals, CDs, DVDs that will help you become a better hypnotherapist and ultimately help more people and make more money. If you want to have sessions with me, check out my website. Maybe it's up by the time this comes out. It's safeeffectivehypnosis.com. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter on a link on that site. And if you have any questions, call us up. HypnosisCenter.com. Thanks for watching. I'm L. Ron Ferguson, signing off.
And this is Cal Banyan. We have a new website up for 7Path, and it is 7PathSelfHypnosis.com. And I'm working on, here's the secret, first time it's ever being announced. I hope I can do this. I'm going to try to set up a free hypnosis lesson, self-hypnosis lesson on there. I'll let you know as that comes about. All right, Cal Banyan. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.